when a Constantinople brawl shed light on the Vikings. The year is 1030 AD. The sprawling metropolis of Constantinople, the jewel of the Byzantine Empire, pulsates with life. Merchants hawk exotic wares, diplomats from distant lands navigate its gilded streets, and the air hums with a thousand languages. Amidst this vibrant tapestry, a sudden, violent eruption shatters the peace, a brawl seemingly born of petty rivalry yet destined to echo through centuries, offering an unexpected window into the lives of the formidable Norsemen, the Vikings. For centuries, the Vikings had been known primarily as fierce raiders from the cold northern seas, their longships slicing through the waves to terrorize European coastlines. Yet their reach extended far beyond these shores. Through trade and their formidable military prowess, Norse warriors had also carved a significant presence in the East, particularly within the Byzantine Empire, where they were known as the Varangians. These were not the stereotypical, unkempt barbarians of popular imagination. Many Varangians were seasoned warriors, attracted by the immense wealth and prestige of serving the Byzantine Emperor. They formed the elite Varangian Guard, a force renowned for its loyalty and ferocity, often wielding their formidable axes with devastating effect. This particular brawl, which erupted near the Hippodrome, the heart of Byzantine public life, involved a contingent of these very Varangians. Accounts, pieced together from fragmented chronicles and Byzantine administrative records, suggest a dispute over spoils or perhaps a perceived insult that escalated with terrifying speed. Knives were drawn, swords clashed against the stone paving, and the air filled with the guttural shouts of Norsemen in their native tongue, a stark contrast to the Greek spoken around them. What makes this incident more than just another historical skirmish is the unique documentation that followed. The Byzantine authorities, keen to maintain order and administer justice, meticulously recorded the event. The names of the individuals involved, their ranks, and the specific charges leveled against them were meticulously written down. Among these names, we find figures like Harald Sigurdsson, later known as Harald Hardrada, the future king of Norway. At this time, Harald was a young, ambitious warrior seeking fortune and glory in the service of the emperor. Harald's involvement in this brawl and the subsequent investigation provided invaluable insights for Byzantine administrators. It revealed internal tensions within the Varangian Guard, the complex loyalties these mercenaries held, and their distinct customs and behaviors. While the immediate consequence for Harald and his compatriots might have been a stern reprimand or even a period of confinement, the ripple effect of this documented incident was far greater. Byzantine legal and administrative documents, unearthed centuries later by diligent historians, preserved the details of such events. These records, often dry and bureaucratic in nature, became the lifeblood of historical research. They allowed scholars to move beyond generalizations and understand the granular realities of Viking life in the Byzantine Empire. For instance, the official report of the brawl provided concrete evidence of the specific weapons carried by the Varangians, the types of clothing they wore, and even snippets of their colloquial language as recorded by clerks trying to make sense of the Nordic curses. This wasn't just about identifying a few brawling warriors. It was about understanding the integration of foreign military units into a complex imperial system. It illuminated the challenges faced by the Byzantines in governing such a diverse and potent force. It also shed light on the Vikings themselves, revealing them not just as distant conquerors, but as individuals with their own internal dynamics, disputes, and roles within societies far from their homelands. In essence, a single, albeit violent, moment in the bustling heart of Constantinople, captured in the meticulous records of the Byzantine bureaucracy, provided a tangible link to the lives of Vikings who had journeyed thousands of miles. It transformed them from legendary figures of sagas into real people, capable of both immense bravery and petty conflict, demonstrating that history is often written not just in grand battles, but in the smallest, most unexpected of human interactions.